It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
For Okpanesh, a three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that some
Colbert.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome in. Tuesday edition of the show underway. I am your host, Colbert, inside the Circus Sports studio. It is March 5th of 2024. Hope your day's going well. Thanks so much for being here, however you are tuned in. Your options plentiful. 1650 AM, 102.3 FM. On the 1650 The Fan app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Make sure you're following us on X, formerly known as Twitter, if you are on that playground, at 1650KCNZ. I'm on X at Real Colbert. Oh no, Facebook went down for like 20 minutes today, and the world, I'm pretty sure, nearly stopped turning. My understanding is it's back. So you can go like our Facebook page, type in 1650 The Fan on the, now functioning Zuckerberg machine and hammer the like button. If you do that, you're going to get more local and statewide sports content into your Facebook feed. Not a whole bunch of nonsense. And I have a feeling, a hunch, there might be maybe just a little bit of nonsense in your Facebook feed that you would prefer rather not be there. You will not have that issue if you like the 1650 The Fan Facebook page. You will instead go, oh, look at that. Some local sports news. Look at that. Some statewide sports news. Let me look into this. I'd like to click on that. That's how your experience will go. I can tell you. So give us a like on Facebook, please. And bookmark the website, 1650thefan.com. I just laugh because I just have myself today seen a couple particular pieces of nonsense on my Facebook feed, which is why I don't scroll my feed typically, like rarely ever, just usually just go right to our fan Facebook page and manage that. But, you know, there we go. I guess I needed reminded why I don't do that today, and I was reminded. Nonetheless, moving on. Bookmark the website, 1650thefan.com. That's where a lot of that local and statewide sports content originates from. There's also national sports content, local and statewide news, programming information, Bracket Attack right around the corner. We'll be pumping out some more information about that. So for everybody out there that's a regular listener, our P1s, and even if you're new, we're going to be nice to you. Maybe not quite as nice as we are to the P1s, but just make sure you're ready and you got your eyes open, your ears open, and you're ready to pounce when the information gets out about Bracket Attack so you can be one of the lucky registrants. That information coming soon. And that is one of the biggest reasons to be following us on Twitter, on X, and like our Facebook page. If you want to be a part of Bracket Attack, I'm telling you, that's going to be epically critical. So go like our Facebook page right now. Go follow us on X right now so I don't get that email from you, Cole, and I get them every year. I get them every year, okay? And you know who you are. I know you know who you are. Cole, I didn't see the Facebook post that went up about registering for Bracket Attack. Cole, I didn't see anything on Twitter about registering for Bracket Attack. Are you following us on Twitter? Do you like our Facebook page? Oh, That's probably why. So, okay? It's a pretty long warning that I'm giving all of you, okay? And I know it probably sounds like I'm talking to you like your parents used to talk to you, but I'm doing it for a reason. It's because I care, right? It's because I care. All right. If you care enough to add in to the program with any questions or comments at any point, dial me up, 319-277-1918, 319-277-1918. Save it in your phone, or you can dial 800-913-9479. Or if you'd rather email than call, you can do it. Email address, cole@1650thefan.com. Questions or comments, or perhaps if there's someone or something you'd like to hear from or about on a future show, by all means, don't be shy. Send it along in an email. Just know I may read your message on the air. All right, well, we will get to area sports news and scores here in just a few short moments. Plenty to get to in the stack. Day two of the high school boys state basketball tournament happening today at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. That, of course, included a game right here on The Fan earlier this morning. We'll get you the details on that in just a bit in case you were unable to tune in. After we're done there, we'll take the first time out, get you a national sports update, a VSiN action update, and a forecast all during that first time out. We'll come back in the second segment, and David Eichold of HawkeyeInsider.com and the 24/7 Sports Network will join us. You follow David on X, or you should be, at David Eichold. He will join us with his latest analysis of Iowa men's and women's basketball, and if time permits, maybe even a little Iowa football talk, as spring football is coming up soon, real soon, two weeks away for most college football teams. So if time permits, like I said, we may dip into a little bit of that as well with David when he joins us in the next segment. After we're done there, we'll take a timeout near the bottom of the hour and get your Radio Iowa Sports during that break, then come back in the third segment and have a whole bunch of audio I want to get to you. Caitlin Clark, Lisa Bluter, TJ Altzelberger, Darren DeVries, and Ben Jacobson. I'm going to try to make sure that we got time to get to all of that in the third segment of today's show. After we're done there, we take the final timeout, get you an NFL Network update, Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary in the last break, then come back for a final time on a Tuesday and wrap up the show. So that is the plan, boys and girls. And I think it's best with what we got in this stack and everything I want to get to today. Nothing's particularly bothering me, which is unusual. So a lot of times that inspires the monologues. Other times it is positive. It is. I got people that'll vouch, but I want to make sure that we get as much time as we can with David Eichold today and get to a bunch of good audio there in the third segment of today's show. But if you got anything to add to the conversation today, 319-277-1918, 319-277-1918, or 800-913-9479. Or you could, you know, hit me up on X or send us a Facebook message. A lot of ways to connect, so do so if you feel so inclined. All right, let's go ahead and dive right in here. Area sports news and scores for your Tuesday. In case you missed it yesterday, the boys state basketball tournament began at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines with an area team in action, a Class 1A quarterfinal. Gladbrook-Rhinebeck fell to Marquette Catholic, 45-36. The score was tied at 32 going into the fourth quarter, but GR hit just three of its 11 shots in the final 8 minutes. The Rebels ended their season with a 21-6 record. Hudson rallied late to edge Grundy Center in a Class 2A quarterfinal at the boys' state basketball tournament today, 55-51. The final, you heard it right here on The Fan. 7-seed Grundy Center held a 29-23 lead at halftime and was on top 41-36 going into the fourth quarter. Hudson then battled back, hit its free throws down the stretch to hang on for a win. 2-seed Pirates were led by Michael Tanner's 21 points. Camden Davis added 16. Jalen Kirkpatrick was the leading scorer for Grundy Center with 18. The Spartans finished their season 20-4 overall. Hudson now 24-2 onto the 2A semifinals, where Thursday afternoon at 12:15, they will take on Unity Christian. Pre-game coverage will begin at noon on Thursday right here on The Fan. Meanwhile, later tonight at the boys' state basketball tournament, a Class 3A quarterfinal, 2-seed Waverly Shellrock goes against 7-seed Pella. Gohawks enter this game 20-3, while the Dutch are 15-9. The Cedar Falls boys' basketball team will be in action action tomorrow at the state basketball tournament. The Tigers take on Bettendorf in a 4A quarterfinal at 3:45. The Tigers 20-3 entering this game and on a 9-game winning streak. You can hear this game over on Cruising KCFI tomorrow afternoon. Pre-game show begins at 3:15. Tip-off at 3:45. The second day of the Dickinson Relays taking place at the Unidome. The meet is one of the premier indoor high school track and field meets in the state. Yesterday was the boys' competition. Today, the girls taking place with their performance. Cedar Falls and Waterloo Christian among more than 100 schools competing today. Also today in girls' indoor track, Waterloo West at the Riverhawk Relays in Mason City. Iowa State men's basketball up in the AP Top 25 from 8-6. Iowa State returns to action tomorrow night looking for revenge at home against number 20 BYU. You'll be able to hear this game, of course, on your official station for Cyclone Nation, 1650 The Fan. Pregame begins at 7 tomorrow night, tip-off at 8. Iowa junior Peyton Sanford has been named the Big Ten Player of the Week. The Waukee native earned the distinction after averaging 24.5 points, 7.5 rebounds, and 8 assists and leading the Hawkeyes to wins over Penn State and at Northwestern last week. Sanford opened the week by recording the first triple-double in Iowa men's basketball history, and in a road win at Northwestern, he notched his second straight 20-point game, finishing with 23 points, 6 assists, and 5 rebounds. Stop me if you've heard this one before. Iowa All-American Caitlin Clark has won the Big Ten Player of the Week award, 11th time this season, 29th time in her career. Against Minnesota, Clark recorded her 17th career triple-double, and in Iowa's win over number two Ohio State on Sunday, Clark surpassed LSU's Pete Maravich to become the NCAA's men's and women's scoring champ. In that game, she finished with 35 points, 6 rebounds, and 9 assists. All right, let's take this time out. We'll get you a national sports update, VSiN action update, and a forecast. Come back on the other side, and we'll talk Iowa men's and women's hoops with David Eichold of HawkeyeInsider.com, the 24/7 sports network. That's next right here on this Tuesday edition of Cole & Company on The Fan.
Now, your national sports update on The Fan.
Here's Isaac Lowenkron.
The Jacksonville Jaguars officially placed the franchise tag on pass rusher Josh Allen. ESPN reports the Miami Dolphins are releasing starting linebacker Jerome Baker. Multiple outlets report the Seattle Seahawks are releasing safeties Jamal Adams and Quandre Diggs, as well as tight end Will Disley. NFL media reports the Houston Texans are re-signing tight end Dalton Schultz to a 3-year, $36 million deal. The New York Giants did not use the franchise tag on running back Saquon Barkley. The Chicago Bears placed the franchise tag on cornerback Jalen Johnson. The Indianapolis Colts placed the franchise tag on receiver Michael Pittman. The Baltimore Ravens placed the franchise tag on defensive tackle Justin Matabuike. College hoops, the Dartmouth men's basketball team has become the first team in Division I history to vote to unionize.
Put the smart in your speaker. Just say, hey, Google, play 1650 The Fan. You're listening to Cole & Company on The Fan, broadcasting from the Circa Sports Studio.
The world's largest sports book is now available right at your fingertips in Iowa. Download your new bookie today with high betting limits, tight money splits, and exceptional customer service. The Circa Sports Iowa app. Visit CircaSports.com and get in on the action. If you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-238-7633.
The Cedar Falls School District is announcing kindergarten registration. State law requires that children must be 5 years old on or before September 15th, 2024 in order to attend kindergarten in the 2024-25 academic year. Please call your local elementary school location from the following list: Aldrich, Cedar Heights, Hanson, Lincoln, North Cedar, Orchard Hill, and Southdale. Once you call the school to let them know you have an incoming kindergarten student, the principal will be in touch about additional information and a parent meeting. Completed registration forms are required for all incoming kindergarten students and must be turned in by March 30th to your school building. If you're unsure of your attendance area, please call the Cedar Falls Schools Administration Building. For more information or to download the forms, visit cfschools.org/parents/kindergarten_registration.
Cedar Falls Schools, every student, every day.
This is Brian Musburger's VSIN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Sign up for the VSIN Daily Newsletter to keep you up with the day's biggest sports betting news and insights. Only at VSIN.com. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Missouri Valley Conference Tournament this week in St. Louis. Indiana State, the regular season champion, the plus 170 favorite to win the tournament title. Drake plus 210, Bradley plus 320, Northern Iowa 11-1. Coming up today in Big Ten basketball, it's Illinois, a 1.5 home favorite against Purdue. The total 164 at State Farm Center. Kansas Jayhawks, a 10-point favorite of the Big 12 matchup with Kansas State, 142 at Allen Fieldhouse. Cactus League baseball today. The Cubs are a $1.14 dog at the Royals, minus 135. For the latest sports betting news and information, go to VSIN.com. Mike Sennett, 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Lows level off around 28 tonight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again tomorrow. Highs level off around 54. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 36. Mid-50s Thursday, mid-40s by Friday. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently 52.
This is the home of Cole and Company. For the ride home, weekdays 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan, the Cedar Valley sports leader.
Welcome back. Tuesday edition of the show continues, and chatting with David Eichold of HawkeyeInsider.com, the 24/7 sports network, during the break as he joins us now. Make sure you're following David on X at David Eichold. And subscribe to HawkeyeInsider.com. I asked him, I was like, hey, did you see this Facebook post from our state auditor, Rob Sand? He kind of, you know, he did his thing. He audited the debate, or whatever you want to call it. Basically just haters coming out of the woodwork, trying to take the corner of Pete Maravich, because I guess Pete Maravich needs people in his corner for some reason. But here's the long and short. Here's the post. I'll just put it out there for anybody who hasn't seen it. Iowa State Auditor Rob Sand posted on his Facebook this morning, a lot of haters want to find reasons to belittle Caitlin Clark's record, quote, but Pete played before the three-pointer, but Pete only played 83 games. He says, okay, let's math. Shots a game, Pete Maravich, 38, Caitlin, 20. Field goal percentage, Pete, 44%, Caitlin, nearly 47%. Games played, Pete, 83, Caitlin, 130. Caitlin threes made, 509. Without the 509 third points, assume she shot 38 field goals for 83 games. Now, you get into the math there, that's 3,852.7 points, and she would have broken Pete Maravich's record by even more. He adds to it, Iowa women's basketball strength of schedule, top 15 3 or 4 years. LSU's, when Maravich was there, was never top 50. And then he says, GOAT, hashtag boom, hashtag audited. And David, I'll add one more thing as well. I'm pretty sure I got this right. Pete Maravich did not play against any minorities in the SEC. Minority players were not allowed to play in the SEC at that time. So I think for all the, like I said, the haters or whatever we're calling them that have come out to defend Pete Maravich and I guess try to, you know, shrink the enormity of Caitlin's record here. I mean, good luck with this.
I'm with you, man. And I'll say this, too. I think you look at the two contrasting styles. I mean, I think Pete Maravich's own son even had said, like, he probably would have been a huge Caitlin Clark fan, and I have no doubt about that whatsoever. And
right.
It's such a strange dynamic, too, because you talk about how, you know, Caitlin shoots too much. Well, there was claims that Caitlin took 40 shots a game earlier this season. Pete Maravich literally shot 40 times a game.
And his dad
so
was the coach.
Yeah, it's like if you even take the math, if Caitlin continued to shoot the ball as many times as Pete, she'd be at about 7,000 points right now. Like that's the reality of it, and that's just how crazy it is. But you are correct, I believe. Pete Maravich did play part of that segregated SEC, so he never he only played against white guys. And I, you know, it's just a different time. I think it's very strange to compare players from different eras,
yeah,
because of how much the game just progresses. But I guess that's part of the reason why, you know, debates in sports are fun, is because we'll never be able to have a true answer, no matter how much the data stacks up one way or the other.
As much as Caitlin just continues to break records and be remarkable, I thought that win was a really, really big, important win, not just because they beat second-ranked Ohio State, David, but because of the circumstances of it. Molly Davis goes down. Kylie Feuerbach and Taylor McCabe, I thought, maybe played some of their best basketball of the season. You hate to see it under those circumstances, but if those two play like that moving forward, that's a massive development for this team, is it not?
No, absolutely is. And it's insane to me that Molly Davis might be able to come back this season, because she was down in so much pain. There's no ligament damage. Lisa Bluer described it as just a knee injury that's not going to require surgery. But she will go through a lot of physical therapy, but there is a shot that she could be ready by the start of the NCAA tournament. But, yeah, Kylie Feuerbach's been a big story for me, because I just think you look at the way she's played defensively. She's starting to hit some three-pointers. How about my tinfoil hat theory seems to be coming into light as well, Cole. Gabby Marshall, the second-to-last game of the year, she starts to get hot. Carried over again into the game against Ohio State. Hit 4 of her 7 three-pointers. Again, playing good defense, just playing with confidence, and they are going to need Gabby Marshall to space the floor. They're going to need Taylor McCabe to space the floor. They're going to need, you know, Sita Falter, who will be stepping up in that starting lineup with Molly Davis injured, and they're going to need Kylie Feuerbach. And the way the offense just looks, it's so completely different. There's so much less pressure on Caitlin Clark when you can space the floor like that. But Molly Davis, it's a huge loss from this standpoint. I don't know if right now if there's anybody else on the roster that's capable of playing a consistent point guard role outside of Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
And I think that's been a big part of this offense, too, is Caitlin can go off the ball. They can do a bunch of different things like that. They're not going to be able to do that, and that's just going to increase the importance of Gabby Marshall, Taylor McCabe, Sita Falter, Kylie Feuerbach, making those three-pointers and playing really, really solid perimeter defense. But huge win. I think Ohio State walked into a buzzsaw. I don't think the game was as close as the 10-point final. I thought Iowa thoroughly dominated throughout the game. But definitely an encouraging sign, I think, entering the Big Ten tournament week.
If you want to, I just had this thought, David, to continue to run some deserved victory laps here with the Gabby Marshall analysis and just how impactful she's been now at this time of year. You know, there was Brocktober. How about this? Gabby Marshall.
Yep. I'm all in on the Gabby Marshall train. I tweeted that, I think, after she hit her third three. That, I'm surprised Raygun hasn't come out with a shirt like that yet. Maybe don't wait till the NCAA tournament time and not the Big Ten time. But I thought that would definitely be a good Raygun shirt. But, I mean, I just think you look at the team across the board, Cole. I mean, I don't know if it was Caitlin's announcement that made it this way, but the team just is playing so much more loose.
Yeah.
They just don't act like there's pressure on their shoulders anymore. And something that I think is going to be really interesting watching this team moving forward, you talk about there's been no team that's had a brighter light on them this entire season than Iowa women's basketball. 30 of the 32 games selling out. Every single session of the Big Ten tournament selling out. The NCAA, when Caitlin's going to be there, it's going to be likely sold out. There are going to be good teams that have never played in that sort of environment.
Right.
While Iowa has played that only all season long, plus the benefit of going to the national title game last season. So I do think Iowa's going to have an upper hand. I think there's going to be a flock of Hawkeye fans in Minneapolis. I am picking them to win their third straight Big Ten tournament title. I think they're going to play Ohio State there. But I think Iowa right now is just the better overall team. And if Hannah Spelke can do what she did against Ohio State again, 23 points, 9 rebounds, 9 and 12 shooting.
Yeah.
I mean, things are clicking at the right time. Obviously, still some big concerns, but things are clicking, I think, right now really well for the team.
I'm glad you brought up Hannah Stolke. I thought she played some of her best half-court low-post basketball of her career in that win over Ohio State. And we know how good she is on the fast break, running to the rim, but her ability to score a handful of points, David, in the half court on the low block, that's so important for this team.
No, it really is. I mean, again, I think Lisa Bluter's talked about, Caitlin talked about, and challenged Hannah publicly that it's just Hannah's confidence. If Hannah plays with confidence and believes in herself, she can be the best low post player on the court. And I think you look at the first matchup they had against Ohio State, Hannah played 22 minutes, fouled out. Cody McMahon went for 35, I believe, that game. Cody McMahon had 10 points and 5 rebounds. Mm-hmm. I mean, Hannah Stolke thoroughly dominated that matchup. Iowa out-rebounded Ohio State 38-31. I thought that was big. And then you also look at Hannah Stolke from the offensive rebound perspective. I mean, she had 6 of her 9 rebounds were on the offensive glass, despite going up against some big Ohio State posts. And keeping those extra possessions alive for Iowa is so big, because you look at the pace of play and the style that Iowa plays. If Iowa has the most possessions in a game, they are more than likely going to defeat whoever that they go up against, mm-hmm. because of just the ridiculous points per possession that they have.
And a final thought on Iowa women's basketball before we talk about Fran McCaffrey's team, David, with Caitlin making that announcement that she's going to enter the WNBA draft after this season. You mentioned how it's, you know, taking pressure off of her and her teammates. When I heard of that decision, my thought was, and I don't want this to sound wrong with respect to Caitlin, her teammates, and all of her opponents, but it seemed to me like a high-level competitor, highly skilled, highly talented, high-level competitor that's just seeking that next competitive challenge. I think, you know, I genuinely believe that she was considering coming back, but probably after, you know, you get into late February, March, and you're feeling the fatigue that everybody does of another season, I think she was ready for what the next grind will be.
It made sense from every single angle, Cole. And, you know, again, the reality is I think Caitlin Clark's the greatest college basketball talent that there has ever been, with all due respect to Breanna Stewart. I mean, you just look at the way she's played. You look at the way she's transcended the game. You look at the stats. This is a girl, in my opinion, who could have left after her freshman year, been a top two pick.
Yeah.
We've all kind of seen the writing on the wall. There is no reason for her to come back, because she's not going to be challenged whatsoever. And it's been insane to just watch the impact. And this is something that, I don't know if you saw this, but this was from Sporting News, that Caitlin Clark drove in such high ratings that Fox executives considered reaching out to other networks to come up with an NIL deal to get her to go back to Iowa for a fifth season, which I didn't even know was legal.
That's
number
awesome.
One. But Clark was never approached with the offer, because she announced her decision to go pro before the talks truly went into fruition. But that just shows what she's sort of done for the game, and from that standpoint. But now she's going to do the same thing for the WNBA.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at the ticket prices for the Chicago Sky, the get-in price for them and the Las Vegas Aces, I still think there's a handful of $25. I think the get-in price right now, I need to go back and check this, was like $175, mostly $300 tickets for a single game. Indiana Fever, Chicago Sky. That's what she's sort of done. And I think, again, the timing of it, she wanted to highlight the seniors. Mm-hmm. She didn't want it to be all about her. She didn't want to hear the one more year chant. She wanted to just kind of play with a sense of relief more than anything else. But the competitive edge to it, there's no question. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's playing NBA 2K right now on rookie mode.
she's
just putting up video game ridiculous numbers.
Exactly.
And I'm very, very excited for her to go team up with Kelsey Mitchell, Aaliyah Boston, Melissa Smith. And I cannot wait, Cole, to throw in a $100 bet for them to make the WNBA Finals year one, because I'm in on it.
Well, just make sure you do it on your Circus Sports app, okay?
I will do that. And by the way, I am not a financial advisor.
Okay. Well, there you go, folks. That's an important disclaimer. David Eicholt, HawkeyeInsider.com, 24/7 Sports Network, our guest right now on this Tuesday edition of Cole & Company. Fran McCaffrey's team, David, it's like the Paul Rudd thing with the wings. It's like, look at us. Who would have thought? Iowa Hawkeyes in Joe Lunardi's first four out. I will say, though, you know, last week I was like, this is just the kind of resume that I despise. If they beat Illinois, especially if they got like 2 wins in the Big Ten tournament, I mean, they're in. Meanwhile, I'm going, you know, the eye test, the totality of the eye test isn't too inspiring at the same time.
Yeah, I think those early losses against Maryland and Michigan at home have really cost them. I mean, those are two quad three. And then you look at the way Michigan is right now. I mean, my goodness.
Wow.
I mean, I'll be shocked if Juwan Howard's back. I don't care what the buyout is. I'm pretty sure Michigan can afford it.
Yeah, they can.
But it's been amazing to kind of watch this team have a resurgence, because if you had told me that this was going to happen back in late December, I wouldn't have been – I don't know if I would have laughed, but I would have said that's a long shot theory, because you think about when they started 0-3 in Big Ten play. They lost by double digits in all three of those games. Those games weren't even particularly close, Cole, and we were talking about all these issues. The way Fran has gotten this team to rally and the amount of improvement that we've seen over the past 2 months
– right.
It's been spectacular. And I do think, you talk about the eye test, the totality of it, I do think there are some issues, but as far as teams on the bubble right now, there are very few, if any, that are playing better basketball than Iowa is right now. I think it goes to show Josh Dix. I think he's going to be an all-Big Ten caliber guard next season. All that dude does is score 35 of 52 from the floor in the past five games. Peyton Sanford has been absolutely unbelievable. I think Iowa's leadership has been tremendous. Think about all the leadership they lost. That was a big question mark for us media members going into the season, who was going to step up. Peyton Sanford stepped up. Patrick McCaffrey is still kind of up and down, but he's hit a lot of clutch shots for this team over the past few weeks, from free throws to the corner three-pointer. It's been really, really impressive to watch. And I know people are going to be disappointed if they don't make the NCAA tournament this year. I think a lot of people counted them out at the beginning of the season. But I also think you can be disappointed but give Fran McCaffrey and the team a lot of credit, because at the end of December, it certainly looked like it was going to be a long winter for the men's basketball team.
Yeah, credit to Fran and his guys for sticking with it. They've made some improvements in a time of year where it's tough. You know, like we've talked, the February legs catch up to a lot of teams, and that's when they've played their best basketball. Before I let you go, spring football is going to be here, like, really, really soon. Is there something that you're going to go into spring football and you're like, I'm looking for answers to this definitely right away? Or maybe there's just someone that you're looking forward to talking to as soon as possible?
Yeah, I think, one, I do want to talk to Tim Lester and a couple of the players just to see, now that they've gotten to know each other a little bit, what this system could potentially look like. But if you talk about things I'm going to be looking for in a practice setting or a spring game, something that stood out to me, I want to give credit. I think it was John Steppe asked Tyler Newbin, the Minnesota safety, if he knew what was coming in the second half when they played Iowa. Because remember, Iowa was held, I think, what, 3 yards in the fourth quarter of the second half?
Yeah.
2 yards. And he said, oh, yeah, we knew what they were doing. They weren't switching anything up. I want to watch pre-snap motion. I want to watch different cadences.
Yep.
I want to see the tempo of this Iowa offense under Tim Lester. I don't think they'll give too much away. But if you even show some of those, break some of those tendencies that they had last year or that we've seen in past Iowa offenses, I'm going to be fairly encouraged going into the season. Because I do think it could be a big wake-up call for teams that have had to play Iowa every year, because Iowa's done it the same for so long.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows how they'll handle an Iowa team that actually plays with some tempo and good pre-snap motion, and they don't know what's coming.
Yeah, that's a great point. David, great stuff as always. Appreciate you, man. We'll continue to follow your coverage of Iowa men's and women's basketball at HawkeyeInsider.com. Thanks, man.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate you. Take care.
David Eichel, HawkeyeInsider.com, 24/7 Sports Network. Make sure you're following him on X at David Eichel and subscribe to HawkeyeInsider.com. Isn't that something, you know, talking about the new Iowa offensive coordinator, Tim Lester, where for all the different places you could start with your criticisms of Brian Ferentz running Iowa's offense, is that how word got out late last season that a lot of opponents, just by nature of how simply Iowa goes to the line of scrimmage in their formation, doesn't motion or maybe does one simple, easily identifiable motion. I remember hearing how, you know, is the running back 5 yards behind the quarterback, 7 yards behind the quarterback? Is the offensive lineman, the tackles, you know, are they hands on their knees, you know, elbows on their knees? Or are they in a pointed stance? That a lot of that stuff, it was predictable. Like there were, you got to mix that stuff up. Like that pre-snap stuff is huge and it's taken for granted. But the fact that it wasn't getting coached by Brian Ferentz that way, that's the biggest indictment of all. I mean, say what you will about the plays he draws up or the plays he calls at a certain time. None of it matters if you're that predictable by what you're doing pre-snap. I mean, that is like, you know, you go to college, you got the 101 class, the 201s, the 301s. Like, that's 101 stuff. And it wasn't getting done. And so Tim Lester comes in. It's like, hey, you're now in charge of, you know, the worst offense in all of FBS. So literally the bar could not be lower. All you got to do is be better than the worst offense in the country. And that will technically be improvement. And Iowa just being better pre-snap, being more 21st century, and it's not even 21st century, just being at the collegiate level pre-snap. That's going to at least make it so teams don't know what the hell they're running all the time. It's crazy when you think about it. And, you know, Kirk can still be involved, but Tim Lester's like, no, we need to have this motion. We need to have this motion. We need to make sure our running back is this many yards deep sometimes, and then this many yards deep sometimes. Like the type of stuff that Kirk's not going to get in the way of. I mean, he's just not. And he'll understand. I can't imagine that he wouldn't. So that's going to be something to watch for sure, like David points out in spring football for the Hawkeyes. All right, let's take this next time out. We'll get you Radio Iowa Sports. Come back on the other side and audio from Caitlin Clark, Lisa Bluter, TJ Otzelberger, Darren DeVries, and Ben Jacobson. That's all next right here on a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company on The Fan.
This is Sports and Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. Wednesday night will be emotional for Iowa State center Rob Jones. The native of the Twin Cities will play his final home game when the 6th-ranked Cyclones host 20th-ranked BYU. Jones is averaging better than 8 points and 4 rebounds, and he joined the Cyclone program after starting his college career at the University of Denver. He'll finish his career having been part of 3 Cyclone teams that have played in the NCAA tournament.
Coming here was one of the best decisions I've made in my life, and playing under TJ, playing for Iowa State, and being surrounded by such good fans and great fan base that I'm honestly super honored to be a part of these teams.
Iowa star Caitlin Clark is the Big Ten Player of the Year for the 3rd straight season. Clark led the league in scoring and assists at more than 32 points and nearly 9 assists per game. She also finished 7th in rebounding. It's the 6th time in the last 7 years an Iowa player has won the award. This is Radio Iowa.
Not all people are the same. And yet, when we visit the doctor, our treatments don't look that different. Why is that? Because we just don't have enough information to do it better. By gathering health data from 1 million people, our country's best researchers will be able to develop treatments that are as unique and complex as we are. With this new information, doctors will have a better understanding of disease so they can innovate the next great breakthroughs in medicine. Learn more at joinallofus.org.
Can you imagine what it must be like to have nowhere to turn as a young teen? This happens when parents struggle with addiction, maybe incarcerated, or unable to care for their child. And it's devastating. HALO is the foundation of a family for children without one, surrounding them with support, meeting their basic needs, and helping them set and reach their goals. With your support, homeless youth are given a chance at a better life. Go to haloworldwide.org today.
This is Cole Bear, host of Cole & Company for Circus Sports. This week, I've got my eye on Arch Madness. Yes, the Missouri Valley Conference men's basketball tournament. It takes place Thursday through Sunday, and I'll make my wagers on it no place other than the world's largest sports book in Las Vegas, Circus Sports. The Circus Sports app is now available in Iowa and offers sports betting the way that it should be. Circus Sports doesn't limit players based on their winnings, and instead of paying the book minus 115 or even minus 120 splits, Circus drives for minus 110 splits on straight bets and on parlays. I'm telling you, Circus Sports really is sports betting the way that it should be. Not to mention best-in-class customer service with none of those annoying chat bots. Visit CircusSports.com and download the app now and join me, Cole Bear, on the world's largest sports book. If you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-238-7633.
How confident is Anderson Collision in Cedar Falls about their work? How about a lifetime warranty on their repair work? Confident? Impressive, huh? This is just one of the many ways Anderson Collision stands apart from the competition. And best of all, they know what they're doing. Owner Jamie Earhart has 25 years of experience in the business. Plus, they have certified estimators and technicians, continuously staying up to date on all the latest techniques and trends in the industry. Anderson Collision in Cedar Falls.
1650 The Fan has been bringing you coverage of high school athletics for more than two decades, and we're proud to continue, thanks in part to these sponsors.
Dan Knipp and the team at Air Services Incorporated are proud to support high school athletics. When problems with your heating or air conditioning arise, get quality done right the first time. Call Air Services Waterloo.
Greenwood Pharmacy in Waterloo, your one-stop shop with care you can trust, supports the Columbus Sailors and all of the Cedar Valley teams in the state tournament.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And State Farm agent Brad Jacobson in Cedar Falls will help you get the protection you deserve. Call Brad today, 277-4134.
5th Street Tire in downtown Waterloo proudly supports local high school postseason wrestling and basketball athletics. 5th Street Tire is your Goodyear independent dealer, exceeding all your automotive needs.
Cedar Falls Schools wishes all the area athletes the best in postseason play. Educating lifelong learners and caring responsible citizens, Cedar Falls Schools, every student, every day.
Welcome back to Cole & Company with Colbert. Afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan at 102.3 FM and on the 1650 The Fan app and streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Tuesday edition of the show continues. In case you missed it, Caitlin Clark felt the time was right to announce she's going to head to the WNBA draft after this season. The Iowa superstar announced it last week that she's not going to use her COVID season in return next season. Here we go.
You know, I think I kind of knew in my heart, so being able to kind of get that off my shoulders was the biggest thing. And yeah, I think it's just important going into this final stretch, whether it's, you know, our last home game and then obviously probably hosting two home games at home. I think just really enjoying that and soaking that in is my biggest focus.
Ann Clark says her decision was solidified just over the past couple weeks.
I think I've known for a little while, honestly, and I've had quite a few conversations with our coaching staff, and they were always very supportive and helping me, you know, try to understand both sides and see both sides. And I think especially over the last couple of weeks, my decision has become more clear, I would say.
And with the decision out of the way, Clark says that she can now focus on her goal of winning a national championship.
To be honest, I'm not really looking, you know, that far ahead to the WNBA and what's going to happen when. Is all that will get panned out whenever, you know, our season ends, and hopefully, you know, that's with a national title. So I think that's my main focus, and I think that having this decision done is going to allow me to play my best basketball, and that's honestly was my main priority, and I think that's what led me to announce it when I did.
The WNBA draft is next month. The Indiana Fever have the first overall pick, and they're expected to take Clark. Iowa coach Lisa Bluter says senior guard Molly Davis will not be available for this week's Big Ten tournament in the Twin Cities. But as you heard David Eicholt tell us in the last segment, Davis's knee injury in Sunday's win over Ohio State looked bad, but no ligament damage. She may return for the NCAA tournament.
It's not a torn ACL, and it will not require surgery. But, you know, it was a knee injury, but it wasn't a ligament damage. We'll say that. It's not going to require surgery, but she will not be able to play this week.
The third-ranked Hawkeyes are 26-4 and open the Big Ten tournament on Friday night against the winner of Thursday's game between Penn State and Wisconsin. All right, we go to men's basketball now. The Iowa State men ranked 6th in the AP poll headed into the final week of the regular season. Clones are 12-4 and a game behind top-ranked Houston in the Big 12 heading into tomorrow night's home game against BYU. With a win, the Cyclones will finish their season unbeaten at Hilton Coliseum.
You know, we're focused on all the details that we need to be our best on Wednesday, and we're focused on great practice today, great film session, and doing all those things. And so I'm going to just stay in that space. We're going to stay in that space of being really focused on being intentional, what we need to do to be successful on Wednesday.
That's Coach T.J. Otzelberger. Iowa State has won 3 straight games, but in its last two, Iowa State has made just 8 of 38 from three-point range.
I look at it and say, you know, game in and game out, we're not a team that is heavily reliant on making threes necessarily to win, which I think is a positive, especially in this time of the year, because you have to find ways to win different ways. And yet at the same time, I'm mindful enough to knowing that shooting the basketball well allows for more margin in other areas if everything's not perfect.
Pre-game coverage of Iowa State hosting number 20, BYU, begins at 7 tomorrow night here on the Fan. Tip-off is at 8. The Drake men's basketball team is preparing for this week's Missouri Valley Conference tournament in St. Louis. The Bulldogs are 25-6. They're the 2 seed in St. Louis, and they won it last year as the 2 seed and the regular season Valley champions as well. They have won the tournament 3 times in the last 9 years.
I think it's just a hard league. There's not much separation. Everybody's so well coached. Everybody plays, so smart. They're tough. offense, defense, there's just not much separation.
That, of course, Drake coach Darren DeVries. The Bulldogs play Friday night against the winner of Thursday's game between Illinois State and Evansville.
All these teams are so close together that it's what makes this conference tournament so fun, too, for the fans and stuff. It's not as much fun maybe for all of us, but it's an incredible basketball because of how competitive it is. So that's what makes this tournament awesome.
Coach DeVries' team seems to be playing its best basketball right now. I don't know if his voice is in shape for March, so good luck to Coach DeVries. It looks like he's not in yelling shape right now. Meanwhile, the UNI men's basketball team heads to Arch Madness, the Missouri Valley Conference tournament this weekend, is one of the league's hottest teams. The Panthers won 5 of their last 6 regular season games, including upsets of Drake and Bradley. 18th-year coach Ben Jacobson said after Sunday's win at Southern Illinois, a win that secured UNI the conference tournament's 4th seed and 4th and final first-round bye, that his team is peaking at just the right time.
Yeah, there's no question. We're playing over the last 2.5-3 weeks. This is the best we've played all year. And it coincides, not a surprise when I say it's also the most consistent we have been, right? When you're playing with a high level of consistency, you're going to play better. There's no surprise to hear you say that. And we are. We're playing our best basketball right now.
Since Jacobson told his team that he would be leaning into the roster's depth more and expect harder, faster play from everyone, the Panthers have won 5 of their 6 games since and scored 18 or more fast break points 3 different times.
The guys have, they've done such a great job of playing faster, eh? And that's been, in some ways, okay, the difference is we're playing harder and we're more physical defensively, okay? But the other, I would tell you, the third part to that is how fast we're playing, okay? How fast the ball gets on top of other teams, and to get, like you said, to get 18 in this building is a job well done.
Jacobson added that their high-stakes win at Southern Illinois was beneficial since it provided a postseason-type atmosphere.
I had thought about that. I didn't talk to the team about it, Ethan, but I had thought about that. As we were getting ready and as we were going down there and as that game, was getting started, I thought about that exact same thing, that this is really the start of postseason for us. So I do feel like we got the best of both sides of it. We got to play a game at that level of intensity. Now it's going to get ramped up one more level. We know that, right? From being down there, and so there's going to be another level of intensity. Right? But this was a high level, right? And had to make a lot of plays. And I really liked that. We were able to do the 3 things that we've talked about a lot for 3 weeks. You guys played really hard. We got some transition baskets by playing fast, and we had a lot of guys, same thing, right? A lot of guys on the bench, same as we've done, right? The rotation was good. Guys played minutes. So able to do all those things and beat a really good team on their home floor.
And as UNI's fast break points have ticked up under Jacobson's emphasis to play faster, he says it's also helped their half-court base offense.
When it gets there fast, oftentimes it forces the players defensively. It forces them into some positions that either their their matchup is a little bit different, because you don't have the same amount of time on a make to maybe go and get your matchup. Right? Um, So now when you go to that first action, when it gets to Huddy, Cole, Titan, when it gets to them and we start into the base offense, guys may be on a different player. Right? So then they're trying to figure out how to get switched back, or they haven't repped it in practice as many times. Okay, so that that's one. And then the other part that has the guys have done a much better job of is making that happen faster.
UNI is going to play the winner of 5-seed Belmont and 12-seed Valpo on Friday afternoon at the MVC tournament in the quarterfinals. Pregame coverage begins at 2 on 93.5 The Mix. Tip-off is at 2:30. All right, let's take this final timeout. We'll get you an NFL Network update. Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary for a Tuesday. Come back and wrap up the show on the other side.
I'm Omar Reese with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One radio network. The Denver Broncos officially will have a new starting quarterback for the 2024 season after informing Russell Wilson that he'll be released next week at the start of the new league year. Wilson was asked to waive the guarantee in his contract last season. He declined and was eventually benched the last two games of the season. Wilson spent just 2 years under center in Denver, went 11-19 as a starter, and will leave the Broncos with $85 million in dead money over the next two seasons. Eagles center Jason Kelce announced his retirement after 13 seasons in the NFL. At his emotional 40-plus minute press conference, Kelce left no stone unturned, thanking his coaches, teammates, and especially Eagles fans. The Chiefs placed the franchise tag on cornerback Legarius Sneed, while the Buccaneers and wide receiver Mike Evans agreed to a two-year, $52 million contract, according to NFL Network insider Mike Garofolo. Evans has generated 10 1,000-yard seasons in his 10 years. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
At Breble Mattson Insurance, our main concern is you. As your local community agents, we work hard to make insurance easy and trouble-free. We shop multiple companies to find the best coverage at the best price. We have been serving the Cedar Valley for over 60 years. And at Breble Mattson, our staff has over 100 years of insurance experience. As local agents who make the Cedar Valley home, our main concern is you. Call us today for a no-obligation review of your commercial or personal insurance needs. Breble Mattson, downtown Cedar Falls.
Tommy's Express Car Wash in Waterloo offers a car washing experience like no other. Download the Tommy Club app today and you'll enjoy quick, affordable, and endless washes at any Tommy's location. Plus free vacuums and floor mat washing. Find us online, on Facebook, or in person on University Avenue in Waterloo.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. Caitlin Clark has become the darling of college basketball. The game's all-time leading scorer confirmed she will not return to Iowa as she intends to enter the WNBA draft. Over the years, elite-level WNBA talent who entered the draft has slowly drifted out of the spotlight, but that may not be the case for Clark. To start, she has a unique game that will no doubt demand attention at the next level. Look at the draw Sabrina Ionescu had at the All-Star Weekend this year. The potential landing spot at number one overall with the Indiana Fever may do her some favors as well. Despite their recent struggles, the Fever have a strong history. The team made 12 consecutive playoff appearances from 05 to 2016, and Indiana recently able to acquire the Rookie of the Year, Leah Boston, with the number one overall pick. That could give the Fever one of the brightest young cores in women's basketball. And with Clark and Boston's history of success, Caitlin Clark's story may only just be beginning. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. If you like using debit over credit, don't you think it's time you also got rewarded? Well, now you can with Discover Cashback Debit. It's a checking account that rewards everyone with cash back on everyday purchases. Plus, you're not charged any account fees, period. Whether you're moving, starting a new job, or headed into that next stage of your life, whatever it is, Discover Cashback Debit is for everyone. Check out eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? In the season's worst conditions, winter tires are a game changer. They elevate traction, control, and confidence. Tire Rack sells only the best, like the Goodyear Ultra Grip. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You're listening to Cole and Company with Cole Bear. Follow Cole on Twitter at Real Cole Bear.
Yeah, welcome back for a final time on a Tuesday. That was a lot of fun. Hope you enjoyed it as well. Got to thank David Eicholt of HawkeyeInsider.com and the 24/7 Sports Network for joining today's show. We'll get more state tournament boys basketball tomorrow. The Cedar Falls boys will get their turn in the 4A quarterfinals against Bettendorf. And they'll get their chance against Bettendorf tomorrow. That is a 3:15 pregame. Dave Finnegan, of course, who else on the call, and a 3:45 tip. Meanwhile, the Hudson boys basketball team, after their Class 2A state quarterfinal win today against rival Grundy Center, in the 2A semis on Thursday. Once again, you'll be able to hear the Pirates right here on The Fan, and that's going to be a noon pregame on Thursday, taking on Unity Christian, and a 12:15 tip. So there you have it, your schedule of events at this moment for boys state tournament basketball on The Fan and on Cruisin' KCFI. Tomorrow on Maximum Mornings between 6 and 8 with Mark Simpson. He'll preview tomorrow night's big Iowa State men's basketball game against BYU. Also, that Cedar Falls boys basketball game at the state tournament against Bettendorf. He'll also give you a chance to win Waterloo Blackhawks tickets. So make sure you are tuned in to Maximum Mornings with Mark Simpson. That's a wrap for a Tuesday. Have a great night, everybody. I'm back tomorrow at 5.
You've been listening to Cole & Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.